I think much of my success has come from love songs, and you would think that after singing all those songs for all these years about love, you would think that I would know a little bit about it. And frankly, the older I get, the more complicated and puzzling love becomes to me. I mean, the word love, and these days the words unconditional love, are bandied around so much by people who really believe that they know what they're talking about. But in my opinion, I don't think that unconditional love or love has really been defined by those people that talk about it so much. I think it's so complicated. I think the word love is so complicated. I do believe, however, that the desire to receive love or the desire to give love is underneath everything that human beings do. When I think of my love songs and the kinds of things I've sung about, I guess you could replace the word love with I need you, or I miss you, or I want you, or I am glad you're here, or I would like you to be here, or I'm grateful for you, I appreciate you. When I think of love from the audiences, I'm not sure I am receiving love. I think I am receiving their gratitude, their appreciation. When I give love to my audiences, I too give appreciation and gratitude and to them and to the powers that be that enable me to do this. But love, I am on a quest to find out what that word means, because it means so much, and it is probably the most profound and most important word in all languages. Wars have been fought, people have been killed, all in the name of love. And it is probably the most important and the most profound word that we have. So I'm still on a quest to discover what the word love means. And maybe my way of finding out what that is by singing about it for years and years and years, and by experiencing it from thousands of people, and my trying to give them my heart and my soul and my version of love. But do I know what it is? No, I don't know what it is. I'm still on a quest to find out what that is.